listening to a download from the outdoorstation.co.uk. Number 436.
Hello and welcome back to part 3 of this 8-part series, which covers my April 2017 120-mile walk on Devon's coast to coast, the Two Moors Way. From Wembury in the south, across Dartmoor and Exmoor to Lynmouth in the north. In part 1, you will have heard the first 2 days of my journey, arriving at Holme after a long 25-kilometre day. Part 2 was an exclusive interview with Sue Vickers, author of the Cicerone Press Two Moors Way guidebook. And while we were chatting, I thought I really must pay more attention to it, as it is full of useful nuggets of information, which I was missing in my desire to keep moving on. Although I was attempting to wild camp the entire route, due to my late finish at Holme, I opted for a shepherd's hut on the local campsite. As you'll hear, I was so glad the campsite had one free on that night.
Well, it's just gone 6:30 a.m. and I've just been outside to use the facilities. And my goodness me, it's cold. I have lost all the guilt I felt about staying in a shepherd's hut. I was even cold in here last night. And this is one of those heavily insulated things. And I put my insulated clothing on. It was absolutely bitter. So goodness knows what would have been like trying to bivvy in this. Maybe I'm just not as hard as I think I am. So, cup of tea later. Or cup of tea prepared, rather. And my porridge is brewing. Yeah, just get myself warmed up, really, and sorted. And try and get out within the next half hour or so. The earlier start that I can get the day, the better. Beautiful morning. Glorious morning. Sunshine. And this particular valley catches the sun in the morning. It's really, really nice. But bitter. Absolutely bitter. Anyway, I just thought I'd relieve my guilt and explain the situation and hope that everyone can forgive me for my non-wild camping experience. But tonight should hopefully be on Dartmoor, and the forecast, well, of a few days ago when I left, the forecast was getting warmer at night today onwards. Today is Thursday. So, yeah. Warmer for the bank holiday weekend. And we'll see what transpires after that. Right, cup of tea. Well, it's 8:15 now, slightly later than I anticipated. But I've just walked from the campsite back into the village of Holme. And I can tell I feel restored because that climb didn't seem anywhere near as significant as it looked when I went down there yesterday. So that's good. I'm at the community shop and tea room now. As I say, it's 8:15 and I was hoping to pick up something for lunch, snacks, something to keep me going the next day or so. But unfortunately, it doesn't open till 11. 11 till 5, free Wi-Fi and a few other bits and bobs. Hot food served from 11 o'clock. Sounds lovely, but unfortunately not really conducive to where I am at the moment. Campsite was good. Typical, if you like, farmer that turned something into a campsite. Could do with a little bit of polish around the edges, but certainly everything there works, and it was good to just have a warm base last night to rest, although it was bitter even inside the shepherd's hut, so goodness knows what it was like outside. And certainly passing some of these houses in the communities around the South Devon area, you really are isolated out here. So the sense of community must be really strong to keep everybody's spirits up and enjoy the tranquility of the place, I guess. But you certainly need a car. So I haven't seen any older people at all, but I do hope they're being looked after by their neighbours, which I'm sure they are. So as I say, I'm back at the tea room, so let's keep going to the pub, which is closed, unfortunately. Sometimes you get a decent breakfast with the pub. Nice stream running through the middle of the village. And rush hour is now approaching. That was rush hour. A dutiful mom dropping her kids off at play school, by the looks of it. Play school in the local community hall, which is nice. But yes, I'm finally back on course now. 8:15. Better find my way out of here and pay a little bit more attention to the guidebook, I think. I've been making the schoolboy error of making too many assumptions and wasn't paying attention yesterday on Dartmoor, which was remiss of me. And certainly now with all these little tracks, turn left, turn right, follow the hedgerow and all this sort of stuff, really need to pay a bit more attention. So sort of skirting around the edges of Dartmoor and then going back on it proper, presumably in an hour or so's time. So get past the pub and the telephone box and pick up the trail. This is like walking through a British sound effects library. It is a glorious morning. We've got the early birds singing to keep me company along the way. I have the sheep bleating with their newborn lambs. I've just passed another lovely field side of bluebells and wild garlic. And now I'm off the road from home and actually on the track. I'm walking through this corridor of sycamores and chestnuts down a long sloping bank which has not long had the frost removed by the sunshine. I have to say, this is England at its best. Things may change, of course, and spirits may dampen, but we are blessed to be able to walk in places like this. And these trails, and linking together all the old footpaths and the old rites of way, is a real treasure we should really help maintain and support. But I just wanted to share with you my early morning pleasure, really. I think I've caught it right. This is the right time of year to do this walk. I think autumn would be equally beautiful, but in a complete different palette of colours. But springtime, fresh as it might be, is definitely the time to reward yourself with a week's break doing this.
Find out how easy it is to subscribe to all our free programmes. Visit our website at theoutdoorstation.co.uk or look us up on Facebook.
Oh, I thought I'd just stop and take a breather. Lovely riverside walk down by the side of the River Dart, and that opens out into a large grassy area which is very popular with picnickers and kayakers, I understand, and I can see why. It's an absolute golf course. Very, very large. Obviously, no wild camping, but if you were to wild camp, what a spot. You just got to choose your place and time of year, I think, because nobody was there this morning, but you never know. But a lovely spot all the same. So I followed that path and crossed over and did the zigzag path up to the top here, and I'm about to head alongside the woods towards Lee Tor, and then once I get there, cross the road apparently, and then I'm back on the Dartmoor proper. But had to stop for a few minutes, take a breather. Realised this morning I made a mistake last night when I called into the coffee shop to have a cup of tea and just rest for a bit. I really should have bought some food for today. I've got a few bars and half-empty packet of sweets. And obviously I've got food which needs cooking, which is fine if obviously the weather's good to sit and do that and not too cold. Yeah, I'm kicking myself really. I should have bought some sandwiches or some scones or anything really, just to see me through today and possibly tomorrow. Speaking to Sue yesterday, I just realised how infrequent the food stops are going to be. And although I did bring five big meals with me and five lunches, as it were, things like couscous or cup of soup and that type of thing, they obviously all require cooking, and that relies on the weather and location for obvious reasons. So munchies, as it were, are going to be in short supply, and there are a few pubs dotted along the way, but they're sort of a mile or whatever off the actual beaten track, which is not what you're looking forward to when you're obviously a bit tired. Anyway, as you can hear, I've got my breath back now, and a lovely morning still, glorious, absolutely glorious. Majority blue skies, I've got the suntan cream on, still a very cold wind, but I'm down to a t-shirt, which is fine. Just allows me to breathe and get rid of the perspiration a little bit. So I'm heading off to Letor, and we will pick up a bit later on. I just thought I'd share with you this lovely riverside walk from Ponsworthy to Jordan Mill. It's an absolute picture. Obviously, this is the time of year we are, end of April, and it is indeed a sea of bluebells and wild garlic ransoms. I'm passing underneath birch trees, hazel trees, some chestnut trees. You can hear the river beside me, which is quite big in places. I should imagine when this floods, as I can see from the erosion of the bank I'm just walking around, it probably gets quite violent in places. Lots of tree roots I'm stepping over. Just basically a beautiful, picturesque walk. I'm not sure what the rest of the day brings, but it is worth celebrating these shorter sections. It's been a real mix so far today. Cross country, a little bit of a tour on Dartmoor, and then ducking down to Ponsworthy by the ford, which you don't actually cross the ford. The ford runs through the middle of the road, right next to some very picturesque thatched cottages. Very, very photogenic. Just a delight, really. Really, just a delight. I've just stopped for a few minutes to just gather my thoughts before I leave this riverside walk at Jordan. Because after Jordan, it changes, the Two Moors Way splits. You can either take a sort of a low-level route, which is advised, obviously, if the weather's bad, down to Widdicombe in the Moor. And Widdicombe has, by looks of it, at least one or two pubs and presumably a shop or two, you never know. But then the route continues along a small road for quite some distance before it rejoins after the end of this Dartmoor section. Or alternatively, I can go over the top of Hamel Down, and my intention today was to find a spot just before it comes off the Dartmoor section, at Chagford Common. There's a couple of streams there, one, two, three streams, although it looks a bit marshy, but perhaps a proper camping spot, camp a bit early and enjoy the camp and obviously cook some food. So that's my choice, really, is to either go to the pub, shall we say, and pick up some food and whatever, or to continue along, camp early and cook up some food. With that in mind, having stopped for, say, for 5-10 minutes, I've also realised that this is probably the last place I'm going to get some good firewood, because there's some wonderful fallen birch and beech and hazel which will burn extremely well, and they're just dried, lying on the ground or leaning against trees or caught in trees. So I've just taken 5 minutes to gather a good half dozen handfuls of fuel, so that wherever I decide to stop, I can actually cook straight away. And I've just got to shove that on top of the bag. But time-wise, it's not even 11:30 yet. So I'm doing really well today. Now, if I continue past the end of Chagford Common, so you come off Dartmoor proper, you're into all the backwater paths, rights of way, etc., towards Chagford. Well, as you come off the Chagford Common, basically it's the beginning of that 30-mile section where there isn't necessarily going to be easy places to camp. Just running the map forward here. No, really, you're just totally relying on circumstances, obviously, or whatever. Yeah, the conversation with Sue has made me a bit nervous about what I can actually achieve from a wild camping point of view, but at the same time, you've got to find a balance somewhere between achieving the goal and being sensible. I don't want to upset anybody or ruin the good name of the Two Moors Way, really. So, yes, I think I'll skip going down to the flesh pot. The weather is still good, sun is shining, bit of a cool breeze, pleasant, very pleasant walking. It won't take me long to get over the top of Hameldown Tor, Hockney Tor, or Hookney Tor, rather, and then to Chagford Common. So, I don't know, what am I looking at? Probably an hour, a couple of hours, taking it easy. So the only thing I'm regretting or missing is sort of daytime munchies, really. I've got a bar and a small packet of biscuits, so I'll chomp on a bit of those now, and that'll just give me a little bit of sugar and inspiration to plod on. But if the weather holds like this now, and if the long-range weather forecast that I looked at before I set off still maintains that it should be getting slightly warmer in the evenings and at night, this could be some more excellent walking, really, and perfect bivvying. I'll fill you in when I know what's going on. After leaving Jordan, the trail continues across a few more fields before once again heading up onto Dartmoor and Hameldown Tor. At the top of the tor, you can get a good look at the 4-acre Bronze Age settlement below at Grimspound, thought by many to be Dartmoor's finest prehistoric site. Grimspound dates from around 1300 BC. The wide and possibly double enclosure wall once held two dozen buildings, mainly hut circles or roundhouses. Entry from the Hameldown Tor side is via a large paved gateway. The site was partially restored after extensive examination in the late 19th century when it came to the attention of the Dartmoor Exploration Committee. Archive photos reveal the partial reconstruction of one hut circle at the centre of the site, including the curved porch, giving protection against the worst Dartmoor weather. I stopped for a while to take photos and some video, and I was going to record a piece there, but that bitter, bitter wind dissuaded me once again. It also made me wonder at the nature and strength of character of the people that built this place and lived here. The stonework in places reminded me of close-fitting walls often seen on the Inca Trail. Looking to one side on the perimeter of the settlement, the spring was still running clear, and it would have served them well. I tried to visualise how I would have laid out the camp. Animals over there, meeting huts here and here, wood store over there, and gated entries securely guarded by the two good lookout points high on the hills on either side. Oh, to be a fly on the wall and go back in time. Well, I've reached the top of Hameldown Beacon. It's just gone 1 o'clock. I've just had a 5 minute rest, and from here I can see the sea where I came from at Wembury in the distance, and I can see the route ahead of me now across to Chagford Common. Looking at the map, apart from the ups and downs, of which there isn't a great amount, it's only sort of 5 or 6 K away. And if I pushed, I could probably reach it in an hour and a half. And then, as I say, I'm into agricultural land. So it's a bit of a dilemma, really. I'm going to get to Chagford Common, well, if I don't rush, 2-ish, 2:30. There's a couple of interesting things to see on the way. There's a couple of settlements and standing stones. What to do? Do I camp early, rest, and then do a big push across that next section? Or do I just keep going and hope for the best? Difficult. The map that I picked up shows, well, it obviously shows sort of pubs and parking and the occasional campsite, but there's nothing much really on this particular route. As Sue quite rightly says, there's a marketplace here for somebody who wants to open up a campsite. Anyway, I just thought I'd touch base. As I say, just gone 1 o'clock. Just had a munchie and a lie down for 10 minutes. Have a bit of a rest. I've only got, I don't know, the ascents we're talking about from here, only sort of 40, 50 metres ascent. And similar descents about 1, 2, 3, 4 times perhaps. So it's going to be a steady plod, really. Weather's still holding. It's not as good as it was as regards the sun out all the time. There's low cloud now scattered across the tors, but there's occasional patches of blue, and I thought it was about to rain, but I've been very lucky from that point of view. And certainly the journey would be quite different, really, if I had to cope with rain, I have to say. A few places it could have been quite boggy. But on the whole, not really tough. Just inconvenient. As I say, oh, there's my skylark. Great. Had a couple of skylarks following me up here. It's been lovely. And I heard my first cuckoo of spring, just before I started the climb as well, which was nice. And I also saw a handful of foals, and one real newborn foal on the with the mountain ponies, with the Dartmoor ponies. So I stopped and took a bit of a video with them. And they let me get surprisingly close, actually, which surprised me. Anyway, a little bit of introspection there, and that's about it, really. The other thing I was going to say was I haven't met anybody. I haven't seen anybody. Yesterday I saw the most people, and that was 4 mountain bikers. Oh, and 3 guys who were walking across the top of Dartmoor. But I just haven't seen anybody. There's nobody to talk to and engage in conversation at all. The occasional dog walker, but that's in the distance. And when I passed the car park, 1 or 2 people have got out of the car, walked to the edge of the car park, gone, oh, it's far too cold, and got back in again. So there's not really been anybody to engage with, which has been a little bit solitary, to say the least. But not to worry, I shall pack up now and get going, and we'll see how long it takes me to get to Chagford Common. And then perhaps I'll pick up again then when I've made a decision, or I've not made a decision, depending what the case may be. Well, it's gone 5 o'clock now, and I came down from Birch Tor towards the car park on the road there, and I spied in the distance, about 0.5 kilometre away, a pub, and sure enough it was, the Warren Inn. I thought, well, that'll save me the old munchies problem that I was suffering from, and a little bit of warmth and good cheer would do some good. So I dutifully called in, and I must admit, I stuffed myself with the food. A chicken and mushroom pie with all the extras, a couple of pints of Guinness and a bread and butter pudding. The thing is, when you're on your own and you're eating, you tend to eat too quickly. So I really was like, oh God, I've done too much too quickly. And I sort of regretted it for a bit. But I sat there for a good hour or two, sitting in front of the real fire. God, it was hard to leave. I tell you, It's like, oh, can I just put my bed down here? So, came out, got back on track, and I'm now heading across Chagford Common, which in the guidebook says, you know, the tracks will take you, they will meander, but at least it saves you on the boggy bits. And it is quite boggy in places, and today's a dry day. I've already gone over my ankles a couple of times, and lots of disco grass and big ditches between the disco grass, and you can't see it and your foot just goes straight down. And it's also deer country. There's lots of deer droppings and I assume ticks as well, so that's something that's playing on my mind. Anyway, as you can probably hear with the weather, it's sort of gusting at the moment. The cloud is still low, the wind is consistent and cold, and it's the same wind that I've had for the last few days. So I sort of came out and just threw my windshirt, waterproof on. I didn't put the insulation on, and I regretted it straight away because I just lost all the heat and warmth that I'd gained in the place. And of course, a couple of pints down, you start to make mistakes with errors and navigation and sort of just approach to things. So all I want to do now is get to the edge of this common, find a spot which is out of the wind, which is fairly consistent from the direction it's coming in, and get into my bivy bag and warm up. I've got plenty of fuel, I've got plenty of water, I can cook whenever I feel like it, but at this moment in time, I just want to curl up in my bivy bag and get warm, because I am chilled once again right through. But that was my own fault, and the principle being that obviously not having the insulation on, I can work a lot faster, walk a lot faster, work a lot harder, which I am doing, but I still haven't quite got the body heat back. So, one of those things. That's what happens after a couple of pints, isn't it, really? Anyway, as I say, it's five, gone five. I'm probably about half an hour away from, 20 minutes away from the perimeter of what I think is the perimeter of the common. And so I'm just going to look for a hedge road that will shelter me for a bit and see what I can do. Anyway, I'll fill you in later. Well, listeners, I'm pleased to say that after about half an hour after my previous recording, where I was staggering, to say the least, to try and get across this disco grass and boggy common area on Chagford Common, I finally found a nice pitch down by a stream, slightly out of the wind, not as out of the wind as I'd like it, but it's obviously where deer and sheep come to drink and gather, looking at the droppings. But beggars can't be choosers. It's almost the last spot before the Dartmoor, as it were, comes to an end. And I'm quite pleased with myself, actually. I've got the tarp set up. I'm lying on my bivy bag. I've got everything all sorted and ready to, well, just, yeah, packed, as it were, so that if I need to move, I can move. But ideally, I won't need to. And if it rains during the night, everything's packed and will be dry anyway. So unless the wind really changes direction or really picks up power, I am sorted and I'm feeling very pleased with myself and the world. The time is, yeah, just gone six, so everything is good. And so, consequently, the visit to the Warren Inn wasn't necessarily such a bad thing. It did lift my spirits and give me some sustenance, which is great. And it now gives me time, there's plenty of light now, now gives me time to have a doze, consider my route options, how far I'm going to attempt to go, etc., over the next day or so, and get some food, or more food into me. Mind you, I'm still stuffed from that chicken and mushroom pie. It was enormous. So I probably just have my stuff ready in case I feel like a brew or something before I finally bed down tonight, just so I keep the old engine warm, as it were. But otherwise, yeah, end of a good day, actually, and apart from that bitter cold wind, which is just consistent all the way along, really, nothing has really come as a great surprise, apart from the fact that I've just not seen anybody. Even now, I've crossed the area that I have. I've only saw those other three guys that were just out for a day walk the other day. The Warren Inn surprised me. They'd never heard of the Two Moors Way, and there they are, virtually right on the doorstep. And they showed an immense amount of enthusiastic non-interest when I told them about it. But that's what you get when you're in a place where it's going to get a lot of passing trade, I guess.
because they are actually one of the, what's the second highest pub in the UK apparently. And obviously being on Dartmoor, it's an afternoon jaunt, afternoon trip out, but not somewhere you go in the evening because it's a little bit out in the wilds. Well, on that note, I don't think there's going to be anything else I'm going to add to today or tonight. So I will pick this up again tomorrow. Well, that brings my 21.5 kilometre or 13.5 mile day 3 to an end. The total ascent was just under 800 metres and descent 546. With my stomach still full from the Warren Inn, I turned in for an early night. And with the fresh air, rosy cheeks and images of ancients who once lived on Dartmoor running through my mind, I slept like a log.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear or see more from our extensive free library, please visit theoutdoorsstation.co.uk.